Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City allocates $240,000 for study on Dalby Memorial Park's future development. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council has allocated $243,000 for a comprehensive study by Russell Plus Mills Studio Incorporated to guide future development of Dalby Memorial Park. According to the Gillette News Record, this study, funded by the optional 1% sales tax, will involve public outreach, stakeholder input, and analysis for addressing issues like extending Sinclair Drive, impacts on the Little League ball fields, and floodplain mitigation. It will also research the recurring problem of algae blooms in the fishing lake. The study coincides with the $250,000 drainage study for the Donkey Creek watershed. Mayor Shay Lundvall expressed optimism about the outcomes and believes it will provide a valuable framework for future council decisions. Lundvall said, "I believe this is going to be a really good thing moving forward and give us something to work towards as a council." Both studies are set to commence in spring and conclude by spring 2025, updating the stormwater master plan and proposing cost-effective flood prevention measures. Financial struggles mount. Half of rural hospitals operate at a loss, leading to service cutbacks. The CEO of South Lincoln Medical Center in Wyoming, David Ryerse, recently highlighted the financial challenges faced by rural hospitals, exemplified by his facility's closure of the operating room and obstetrics unit. According to KFF Health News, a report from health analytics firm Chartis reveals that half of rural hospitals lost money in the past year, with 418 deemed vulnerable to closure. States that expanded Medicaid eligibility, like Montana, have fared better financially. The study predicts a further deterioration in rural hospital finances next year, emphasizing the need for increased investment and policy support to sustain these vital healthcare institutions. The report notes that financial struggles are driving rural hospitals to affiliate with larger health systems, with almost 60% currently affiliated. The challenges faced by critical access hospitals and the recent creation of the Rural Emergency Hospital designation have been discussed as potential measures to address the crisis. The CEO of the National Rural Health Association, Alan Morgan, emphasizes the broader impact on communities and the urgent need for comprehensive policy solutions. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.